8 Israelis were killed this morning in a bus explosion outside the northern Israeli port city of Haifa. The Hamas faction claimed responsibility. It's the first Palestinian suicide attack against Israeli citizens in more than a week. Hours later, Israel's security cabinet decided to continue its military offensive. Israeli forces are pulling out of 3 West Bank villages today, but remain in several key cities. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is defending the operation, even as he prepares to receive U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell tomorrow night. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the day's events.
According to the Islamist Hamas faction, the bomber was 22-year-old Ayman Abu Hayja from the Jenin refugee camp. Police and witnesses said the bomber boarded bus number 960 at the main Haifa bus station and set off his charge about 20 minutes later in the rush hour traffic. In Gaza City, Hamas spokesman Ismail Abu Shanab said the bombing sent a clear message to Sharon, who told his people he could protect them through military force.
This is a big failure to his imagination and to his plan, and the Palestinian will succeed in any time to break all of his borders to reach to their goals.
Israeli officials blamed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat for the attack and rejected the argument that the bombing showed the failure of the military offensive. Army spokesman Moshe Fogal said the only thing the bombing proves is that the military has more work to do.
What first of all we did was we uncovered all the bombs that are, or most of the bombs that are in the West Bank. We still have a long way to go, and I think that this terrorist attack today just underlines how important it is to continue in our operation to get to all the terrorists. We said we're not through with the job, and let us continue.
The Army's call was greeted warmly by Prime Minister Sharon, who visited troops in Jenin, home of the latest suicide bomber and the location of the largest death tolls, both for soldiers and Palestinians. Sharon said he saw no possibility of negotiating for peace under fire and showed no sign of calling for the pullout President George Bush has said he expects to see.
We are doing what President Bush said that should be done against terror.
In Bethlehem, the standoff at the Church of the Nativity remained tense with the shooting of an Armenian Orthodox monk this morning. Spokesman Moshe Fagal said the army wasn't sure who fired the shot, but things can go wrong in the heat of battle.
When the bullets are flying and it's a battlefield situation, anything can happen. And as I said, we had even one of our own officers killed by an Israeli soldier in a very tragic situation.
For Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat, the tragic situation is the one both sides find themselves in now, a day before Secretary of State Colin Powell lands in Israel. Shortly before meeting with Arafat in advance of Powell's arrival, Erekat said his hope now is a slim one, that both sides will find some reason to pull back from the brink.
Maybe, and only maybe, the Israeli public must understand that the security for them cannot come through the pains and the harming of Palestinians. We do not condone the killing of civilians, Israelis or Palestinians. But at the same time, the Israeli public must understand that they need to have a responsible leadership.
Among Israelis, doubts about Arafat's leadership are equally strong. While Powell says it's important that he meet with the Palestinian leader, many Israelis now believe that peace can only come in a post-Arafat era. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.